This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Looking live right now means the phone lines are open for you. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Again, the telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Get to know a little bit about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also an opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email you receive. It's got a link to kind of what's been going on in the markets, also to the most recent podcast that available to you for free at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also at the website, you can listen back and subscribe to the podcast. I know sometimes in the morning, we tend to step out, maybe grab some coffee, or maybe we hear something we want to hear again or share it with somebody. You can definitely check that out online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637 for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number 608-442-5637 and phone lines are open 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Without any further ado, joining us this morning are our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. Great to chat with you. And Malia, how are you doing this beautiful morning?
Very good. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you both along, and we've got an important conversation ahead about understanding risk tolerance, what that means, a little bit of behavioral finance. I got that right that second time around. I will talk to Lee and CJ about that this morning. Going to be some great information, great opportunity for questions at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's topic and conversation, one of the great things that goes on in the program each and every week is the Kloss Quiz Question Week. This week, you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods from our friends at Kloss Financial. Little tip, if you listen closely to the show, oftentimes the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the show. I'll tell you a bit a little later on in the program exactly how you can win that. But for now, one of the cool things we also do is look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about the need potentially for long-term care in your future. So the question revolved around that. What percentage of 65-year-olds today will likely need some long-term care in the future? Is it 25% or 70%? So a shout out to our winner last week, Laura from Waukesha. Mm. She correctly answered 70%. Of those 65-year-olds today will need some form of long-term care in the future. So thanks for listening. Listen carefully for today's question.
And again, yeah, we'll have one a little bit later on in the program. And it's an interesting conversation. We always have interesting conversations on the program. But today we're going to be talking about risk tolerance as investors and kind of getting an understanding of behavioral finance. And I got to guess this is important to understand, not only for ourselves as we move forward, but also kind of overall with our retirement planning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's important to know about ourselves, and so risk tolerance is one of the most important considerations when you're building an investment portfolio or a comprehensive financial plan. Now, risk tolerance refers to your ability to handle some volatility in portfolio returns. So in this context, it's more concerned with large negative movements, since most people aren't bothered by high positive movements. But risk tolerance can be influenced by a lot of different factors, including your specific goals, your age, the degree that you'll rely on your portfolio for income, your personal comfort, and your absolute net worth. So in summary, it's your ability and willingness to take investment risks that you are comfortable with. That's kind of what, when you think of risk tolerance, again, it's your ability and willingness to take investment risks that you're comfortable with. Typically, now whenever we say the term typically or rule of thumb, just remember that no one is actually typical and no one perfectly aligns to a rule of thumb. So be cautious with these statements. They're general statements, but they may not apply to you. So typically, older investors may have a lower risk tolerance, usually because they're fast approaching retirement or perhaps they're already in retirement. These investors can be hurt greatly by downward market movements, which makes, you know, careful financial planning essential. And obviously, when markets go down, it can be hard to therefore generate income in retirement. So often as people get older, risk tolerance reduces. whereas younger investors can typically handle more risk due to their longer time horizons. However, here's the key. What I just mentioned, older investors less risk tolerant, younger investors more risk tolerant, these are not hard and fast rules. So we would like highly, highly suggest that you don't think of risk only through the lens of age. Because if you do that, you may come to find out that even though, say, you're a young investor, you may sell everything out at the wrong time, because when the market goes down, that's when you find out how much risk you're willing to take on, right? You're not able to sleep at night. Suddenly you go, wow, somebody told me I'm young and I should be aggressive, but I'm not, and I can't handle it. So long story short, just recognize it's not only age that impacts your risk tolerance. It should be other factors.
Phone lines are open right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number for the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. So CJ, let's break down some of those different types of risk tolerances out there.
Yeah. So as you're working towards kind of figuring out your own risk tolerance, it's good to understand some basic labels of what type of investing strategy you might want to kind of move towards. So first kind of label would be conservative investor. So typically when you see this, would be people with a lower than average tolerance for investment risk. Typically these investors will opt for an allocation with higher shares of cash or money markets, CDs, fixed income, things like that. A moderate investor, these are people with a middle of the road view of investment risk. These investors might opt for even or nearly even shares of riskier growth focused investments versus safer. So for an example of this, someone with a moderate risk tolerance might have an asset allocation of 50 to 60% in common stocks and the other 30 to 40% in bonds and money markets. And then finally, if you think of yourself as an aggressive investor, these are people who are usually willing or able to tolerate higher levels of risk. And when we say risk, think of it as deviation from expected outcome. Now, some of you are going, oh, that sounds so financial. Volatility from the mean. There's different ways to think about this. But if I'm expecting to get 8% a year, a risk tolerant person would be okay with being 20% up or down from there. Right. So that's maybe in more layman's term. What do we mean by risk? Risk means the variation from your expected outcome on a year-by-year basis. So usually these investors have a higher concentration, these being aggressive, have a higher concentration of stocks. And in some circumstances, aggressive investors go beyond just having a higher concentration in stocks. They'll actually get more speculative. So speculative meaning like this is where like Bitcoin would come into play, or holding one particular stock. Now, if you've listened to our show long enough, we do not love speculation. That term, like speculation and Kloss Financial, just do not go in the same sentence. So we will work with people who are aggressive investors, but only through the lens of a fully diversified portfolio, because we don't want to be taking on risks that don't compensate you over the long run. So some things you may want to, ask yourself as you start to think, am I conservative, moderate, or aggressive? Here's some questions. Number one, what is your investment time horizon? Number two, what are your short and long-term investment goals? Number three, what is your overall attitude towards the prospect of losing money? Number four, will you rely on your investments to cover your monthly income, or will you have multiple streams of income so that if your investments go down, you're not dependent upon that for income? And finally, if your portfolio were to drop in value by 10% or 20%, would you feel the need to suddenly sell everything, or are you okay with that deviation from the expected outcome? So most investors simply don't like watching their portfolio's values decline, and they only find out about their risk tolerance once they first get tested by a downtrend in the market. So we spend a lot of time, as you can imagine, as we onboard new clients, really digging into their history of investing, their age, their need for income. So kind of some quantitative and qualitative factors to figure out what is the right balance for them. Because we have this saying in our firm, and I'm going to botch it a little bit, but one of our advisors will say, 100% of an okay strategy is better than 0% of a great strategy. So let me repeat that. 100% of an okay strategy or asset allocation is better than 0% of a great asset allocation or strategy. So the point being in that, if we say, oh, you're young, you can tolerate a lot of risk, and then you don't stick to that, we've done you harm, right? So even though we believe you can take on risk, if you can't tolerate it and you suddenly bail at the wrong time, you know, that advice was the wrong advice. So just recognize it's not about kind of optimizing what other people say you should do. It's about optimizing what you can actually tolerate.
Very individual here as we talk this week with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Of course, if you've got a question for CJ and Malia, it is a prime opportunity to get on the air right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also get signed up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Be talking with Malia about, now that we've kind of got the groundwork laid for risk tolerance, what about managing your own retirement or working with a professional, DIY? Where do you fit in kind of that spectrum? We'll get the details from Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to get you a call at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about risk tolerances and understanding your own personal risk tolerance and what all goes into kind of making that determination or that understanding. And I guess once you've kind of got that understanding of your own risk tolerance, should we simply manage your own retirement planning or consider being a DIY investor, Malia? What's kind of the thinking there?
It's a really good question. And I think, you know, first of all, understanding, you know, yourself, which is, again, the risk tolerance. And then secondly, your own behavior, that's where that behavioral finance word came in, is very, very important for you to determine the best way to plan and manage your own retirement. So we would advocate, you know, it is very possible to be a do-it-yourself investor, to manage your own portfolio, your own financial affairs on your own without the help of a financial advisor. Many people are able to do this quite well, and it's certainly feasible when you're young and your portfolio is relatively small. And we've really never had more tools to research and build out your own financial destiny than we do today. So for many folks, this is something they really enjoy doing, and we can see them benefit by doing that. But we do have to look at, why would you not have an advisor? The overwhelming items here. So if you view managing your wealth as an engaging outlet, like it just brings you excitement, then this is during the good and the bad, and it's something you want to pursue, we suggest you go for it, and we wish you great success. But the flip side is, not everyone has this genuine interest in doing it. Now, when the market's going up, I can guarantee you everybody has this interest. But we say genuine because when we look at options for doing it yourself, while it looks appealing, you have to determine for yourself, does it bring you this you know, warm and fuzzy feeling every day? And I think oftentimes people who are admittedly very successful in their own careers, you know, whether it be a plumber, an engineer, a lawyer, a doctor, across the board, if they've been successful there, many times they feel like they can just translate that success over to the financial world. Some can and some can't. And so we often see people kind of in this financial fog. So, you know, you have to understand, again, your own behaviors and your own, we'll talk about some biases in a little bit, but overconfidence sometimes. Sometimes seeking a second opinion. Now, some people are surprised. They think that, you know, they know what they're doing. And if they ask for a second opinion and it doesn't align with what they think, are they going to act on that or not? So you have to ask yourself, dealing with portfolio design, distribution of income, doing some tax and estate planning, and looking at the whole picture at the same time, is that something you want to delve into? Again, it can be done, and we've seen it done well, but you just really have to know yourself, know what kind of investor you are, and if it makes sense to potentially work with an advisor in the future, you can ask some of these questions to yourself. Which one of these people are you? How do you like to spend your time? Are you committed to managing your wealth at every stage of life? And can you accept and act on advice? And that is key. So, you know, if I have a relative who gives me advice, let's just start there. Am I listening? Am I really listening? Am I really going to act on it? If it's a professional, I meet with a lawyer. He gives me some suggestions. She gives me, you know, some activity to do. Am I going to actually complete it? Or am I going to be, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to do it myself. And that's the type of person I am. So you really have to understand yourself. And you also have to look at the time involved. You know, time is the most precious commodity we have. And as we all get older, we recognize time is everything. We want to be able to spend it doing what we want to. And we want to spend it with those that we care for the most. So you have to understand that this requires time. And if that's where you want to spend your time in retirement, then you should do it. If not, you should look at perhaps vetting advisors. So we want you to ask the right questions when you do vet a potential financial advisor if you decide not to do it yourself. You want to ask, what fees do you charge? What experience do you have working with clients in a similar boat to mine? How often will we meet to review our progress and goals? And again, while we see the benefit by working with clients and vice versa, we also know many people do not use an advisor. So Northwestern Mutual, back in 2022, they did a planning and progress study, and they find that only 35% of Americans actually use a financial advisor. So we would say, if you're amongst the 65% who don't use an advisor, it may be time to get one if you understand the purpose, especially if money and retirement-related concerns keep you up at night. So that's the key thing there. Can you sleep? Are you comfortable with all of the other planning besides just managing investments? And make sure that you're able to sleep at night. If not, perhaps reach out to an advisor who might be able to put you on the right path.
Who doesn't need better sleep? I mean, I think we can all use that. As we're talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus. Love to hear from you this morning. If you've got questions, we've got time for you. Love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Of course, they come to us from Claus Financial, the website ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And the telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number 608-442-5637. We're going to get a little bit deeper into this. We're going to talk about some of the things to look at when you're thinking about your own financial picture. We'll get the details on that, and we'll do the Claus Quiz Question Leak, as well as take your call next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. The website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Get to know Claus Financial. Get to know the team at Claus Financial. Also, of course, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Scroll down towards the bottom. You'll see a little envelope that says Stay Current. Right there, you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And each week, you'll get a nice email with a snapshot of things going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast that's available to you at ClausFinancial.com. Speaking of Claus Financial, KlossFinancial.com and the podcast. Listen back there. You can also subscribe right online. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Talking this week about risk tolerance and understanding behavioral finance. And what should we kind of understand about those things when we're looking at our own financial picture, CJ?
Yeah, so this show is a little bit different than our average show today, for anybody who's listened for a while, in that we're talking about some kind of self-reflection aspects of financial planning, asset allocation, risk tolerance, things like that. And so, you know, I began with talking about understanding your own risk tolerance. Malia talked about, do you hire somebody to do this? Do you do it on your own? And we've seen both that can be successful. But what we're going to end with is some realities around behavioral trends that we see in finance that I think I really want to encourage you all to listen to, because as I've gotten deeper and deeper into this career and even into self-reflection around my own, you know, portfolio management or financial planning topics, I see a lot of risks in my own behavior, risks that could hurt me. Okay. So stick with me here. Traditional economic theory suggests that individuals are well-informed and consistent in their decision-making, hence they would consider them rational. Now, we don't agree with that fully, but we agree with the conclusion of that. So let me explain what I mean. So the idea being that investors are rational. If investments are going to lose, lose, lose forever, they're going to eventually jump ship. And then if something's going to gain, they're going to jump on that ship. And so there's a rational aspect to what investors are doing. But even if they're not perfectly rational, they're very inconsistent. And therefore, whether they're rational or inconsistent, the question becomes, can I like trade on that information, whether it be taking advantage of behavioral aspects of other people or even just sticking to consistent outcomes myself. So we're going to talk about some risks that come up in personal financial planning or personal decision making around investments. So, and these risks are called biases. So let's talk about a few of these. There's this risk called the overconfidence bias. This also often gets referred to, and it's not the same thing, but it can be called a hindsight bias. So this is an emotional bias. In general, humans tend to view the world positively. Outside of finance, studies amongst drivers report themselves to be safer than the majority of other drivers. So let that sink in. Outside of finance, studies amongst drivers, like vehicle drivers, report themselves to be safer than the majority of other drivers. Many studies amongst professionals find themselves to have unrealistic positive self-evaluations and overestimations of their own contributions to past positive outcomes. So think an employer says, hey, we've been really successful. Let's ask all our people how much it was because of them, right? And, you know, it turns out that like 95% of everybody says, that's because you had me on the team, right? And so there's the reality. And by the way, that can't be true that it's because of 95%. There's probably one or two people that had something that impacted the organization. Now, we could go on for example after example after example, but there's this overconfidence bias that also then will leak into what we call hindsight bias. So hindsight bias is when somebody looks back and they say, oh, now I see what happened in the stock market. And therefore, given that I can look backwards and see what happened, I won't make that mistake again. And so they constantly, because of the advantage of hindsight, they constantly believe they're learning and won't do it again. The problem is that the markets are somewhat random. Some patterns they will repeat, other patterns the market will not repeat again. Another bias or another kind of risk to you is what we call a loss aversion risk. So we previously discussed that understanding your own risk tolerance is important, but also understanding how that risk tolerance can negatively impact you for long-term outcomes. Let me give you an example. Hey, I understand that I need my portfolio to grow to offset the income, but I am so loss averse that I'm just going to literally print off money, stick it under my mattress, and not even trust banks or the government or anybody, right? And then your house burns down and you go, oh, what happened? So fear of loss or loss aversion, if not controlled can actually lead people to places where they are no longer functioning in society, they're no longer engaging society, and therefore they start losing to inflation, and their portfolios cannot keep up, and they have the risk of running out of money. Another issue would be what we call a framing bias. Instead of relying on facts and figures, individuals sometimes get persuaded by the framing of sentences. As a matter of fact, Congress is fantastic at framing topics. Let me give you an example of this. The Affordable Care Act, right? That's, and by the way, I'm not knocking the Affordable Care Act. So anybody who thinks I'm trying to make a point about the Affordable Care Act, you're wrong. I'm not. But the Affordable Care Act was, through the Obama administration, trying to, you know, make sure that everybody has health insurance when they don't have an employer-based plan. And so instead of calling it the health insurance plan for everybody or the getting all Americans health insurance, they called it the Affordable Care Act. For anybody who actually is on the Affordable Care Act, if your income is high enough, it is everything but affordable, right? But the framing of that topic evokes a positive emotion, right? Yes. And again, this is not a knock on the Affordable Care Act. I'm not making a judgment about whether or not it's a good or bad, you know, piece of legislation and how it works. It's rather just, isn't it fascinating how Congress has learned that framing is critical? So often we find investors will get lured into investments by framing. An example would be invest in this real estate project. It gets a 12% cash on cash return. And with little to no risk. Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Like, why would I do that when the stock market, or why don't I do that when the stock market's so volatile? So be cautious of framing biases. And then the final bias or the final risk I'll mention is anchoring. So investors tend to hold on to a belief and then apply that belief as a kind of subject reference point for making future judgments without ever reevaluating their anchor. People often base their decisions on the first source of information to which they're exposed and have difficulty adjusting their views to new information. Anchoring bias is, again, one of those huge risks that we see in investing where somebody says, hey, when I grew up, the biggest companies were always, you know, making something like raw materials. They were making vehicles, or they were making cameras. They were making something. And so therefore, I have learned that I should always invest my money in companies that make something that's really tangible, a big produced item. Well, listen, if that has been your approach in the last 10 years, you've gotten slaughtered. I mean, completely slaughtered, because the biggest, you know, the biggest stock returns have actually come from the FANGs: Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. You can't go, you know, they're not making cars. So be cautious of these anchoring belief systems that you can't be persuaded anywhere else. So anyway, I'm rambling. The point of this being, there are risks when you take on investing in your own, kind of out of your own belief system, because you can find that these risks kind of pop up and end up hurting you in portfolio management. So if you're going to do it on your own, try to learn these risks and avoid them.
Really fascinating stuff this week and a lot of great information. If you missed any part of the program, don't forget you can always listen back at KlausFinancial.com. You can also share the podcast at KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. The telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Speaking of the telephone number, time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You want to hold on to that number, because in just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. True or false, your risk tolerance refers to your ability and willingness to take investment risks that you are comfortable with. True or false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. Again, don't forget that's Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison as well. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. And the telephone number 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, it's always fascinating stuff. Great chat with you. We enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
News is next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.